Philip de Battista. Website, PhilDeBattista.com. Facebook, Phil de Battista. Twitter, at @Phil_DeBattista. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? I am not running as part of a slate. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? I live in North Saanich. I was raised on the peninsula, and I am raising my children here. What is your occupation, and for how long? I have been a police officer for 20 years. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. I currently sit on the Community Planning Commission and the Advisory Working Group for the Official Community Plan Review, for the District of North Saanich. I am the president of Peninsula Minor La Crosse and have served on that executive for the past 8 years. I served on the board of directors for the Victoria Christian Education Society, Pacific Christian School, for 6 years, where I chaired the Campus Renewal Committee and Employee Relegations Committee. I am a lacrosse coach for the Peninsula Warriors, and hockey coach for Peninsula Minor Hockey, on the Saanich Peninsula. Why are you running? What's your motivation? There is currently a divided vision regarding the future of North Saanich and what our community should look like, which has become apparent through the OCP review process. We need a cross-section of people from our community on council with diverse backgrounds that are all willing to listen, work together and decide the best way forward. I also believe council members must be open and transparent about processes and decision-making, even if those decisions are difficult to make. Through 15 years of sitting on boards, committees, and executives, I have the experience, knowledge and the motivation to see our community plan for a future everyone can support. What are your top three issues? Ensure the OCP review process is completed while restoring public confidence through open communication and transparency. Preserve our community character and feel by protecting our agricultural lands, encouraging landowners to use their land for its intended purpose and apply a climate action lens when making decisions related to district projects and infrastructure. Ensure that there are diverse housing options available to allow young families to live and work in our community and support our seniors so they can age in place, keeping their connections to the community rather than having to leave. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? That we have a community that has retained its unique character and feel, with an agricultural sector that is far more active and supported than it is today. That we have a council with clear unbiased decision-making processes in place that consider environmental impact, housing options for young families and seniors without contributing to urban sprawl. I also want to ensure that in 25 years our community is known for respectful and inclusive dialogue and strong relationships with our Indigenous peoples and community partners. What's one big idea you have for your community? I want to listen, actually listen, to everyone in our community about what they see as concerns and what solutions we can come up with. I'm not part of a group or a slate. I'm not for one thing or another. I genuinely see the potential for a community that always keeps what makes North Saanich the beautiful place it is. I also want to acknowledge and be realistic about the pressure communities like ours face from the province with regard to affordable housing. I want to hear everyone's concerns and ideas and believe we can come up with creative solutions that will reduce fear and stress while protecting our community from forced development.